शांति। ओम। नाउ यू नो द मीनिंग। Not from the head, but the heart is beginning to remember Shanti, Om. And that's called meditation. The heart begins to remember Om Shanti. The heart begins to remember I, Spirit, and how I, the Spirit, originally and eternally am made of peace. The world calls it meditation, but we call it remembrance, recognition, the experience of another form of myself. By now, we've understood, who am I? We understand that there are two forms. One is physical, and yet when I stand in front of the mirror and I see the physical form, I still will not know who I am. The mirror shows me my height, the color of my hair, my eyes, the color of skin. This is the description of my body. The wonderful, amazing vehicle which moves me around, allows me to move around here in this physical world. But now we know I? Am spirit, a being, the intelligent thinking and feeling energy. I am sitting inside this body, somewhat at the level where you place the mind, but I am not the body. Just like a driver is separate and different from the car, so this body is my wonderful, amazing car, and I am the driver. Go on, make the difference. Let the self feel the self. I, the being of light, I am using these ears to listen. But I, the being of light, I am not the ears. I, the sparkling, divine being of light, I am using these eyes to see, but I am not these eyes. The ears, the eyes, the nose, the bone, the skin, all of that is physical. One day, it will perish. I, the being of light, pure spiritual energy, I existed long before this body took shape, and I, the beautiful, sparkling spirit, I will continue to exist long after this body finishes. Can you remember who you really are? Go on. Try this. Offer your heart this gift. A knowing, a recognizing, and an experiencing of the beautiful, divine, sparkling diamond that you are. again and again, gently, with love. Consider your thoughts to be like children, and get them to do what you want them to do. What do we want our thoughts to do now? We want our thoughts to focus. Turn within. Remember, we want to meet our self. You have many techniques now for this. Try to get the children of your thoughts to do as you want them to. So there can be that meeting. That experience of my true self, so clean, and golden silence. If the mind wanders, it's all right. Children will be children. No sense in getting upset. With love, invite your thoughts back. Direct them. Offer your mind the powerful, elevated thoughts you're learning about yourself. These thoughts, like magic, will deliver you to your self. If the mind is still distracting you with thoughts pulling you here and there, remember how your mind is like a stream. And you are not in those waters. Stand by the side and just observe. Detach from that stream of your mind. Take 3 steps backwards away from that stream. And become aware as you turn your back on that stream, that inside you is a whole world beyond that stream of the mind. Inside you is a whole inner world surrounding that stream. Leave the stream behind. Walk into that beautiful surrounding inner world. Filled with great beauty, as if you're stepping into the countryside on the first day of spring. Rolling hills and valleys. Stretching out to infinity. Use your power to image, to see. Take a walk into that beautiful inner nature, away from the stream of the mind. Notice the green, notice the gentle golden rays of the sun touching everything and making it all so peaceful. And now, experiment with this. Up ahead, imagine that you see a flower. One particular flower in the middle of a field. attracts your attention the most? Offer this thought to your mind. There's a flower up ahead, and it is amazingly beautiful. Go closer to that flower. What makes it so special? So different. Go closer. Study it. What's its shape? Its color. Its fragrance. What makes it so different from all the others? Put yourself very close to that flower now and really enjoy this flower. Because when you do so, there is a gift for you. This beautiful flower surrounded by other flowers and yet unique, with wonderful fragrance and shape and color. This is really not a flower. This is you. Here, at the very core of your being, you stand. Unique, fragrant, and beautiful. Can you remember what it feels like? To be flower-like amongst many flowers, yet unique, constantly fragrant and beautiful. Thank you. if other thoughts come. Practice. Being the mother and telling them, you'll get back to them later, but now this is what you want to do. You want to know, recognize, and experience your beautiful, unique, and fragrant flower-like self. Take charge. Enjoy the meeting. Enjoy yourself. Because when you do this, there is another gift. Another meeting. Flower's beauty is thanks to the sun. Can you now remember that sun shining, whose long rays are reaching you? Can you remember what it feels like to be flower-like underneath the rays of this most loving sun? Open yourself to the light. Thank you.
shine upon you. Oh, love, surround you. God.